Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Dr. Cynthia Collins, her patients, her friends, her family. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Ted Siuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation, broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire me, Success Coach Joyce, to be your life coach. Looking forward to hearing from you. Folks, what an exciting show today with our fabulous guest, Dr. Cynthia Collins. The topic, the new way, knowledge is power. It is said that knowledge is power, commonly attributed to Sir Francis Bacon. Dr. Cynthia Collins talks about new knowledge and new outcomes for old health issues and concerns. Dr. Collins will talk about global mobile health and the best apps to use according to Forbes. She will also talk about non-adherence to medications and a health belief model. Dr. Collins is a health psychologist and is board certified in oncology nutrition. Welcome to the show, Dr. Collins.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Joyce. It's great to be here again. I love being on the show. I love all the different topics that we get a chance to cover, especially, and I really like to hear from the listeners. Even if you're not calling in today, if you see this show archived on Joyce's website, please feel free to email, contact me, and ask some questions or start a discussion. I would love that.
And the best place to contact you is collins.cindy@gmail.com. Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S dot cindy@gmail.com. And I promise you, when you contact her, you'll be saying, oh, gee, this woman is so wise and wonderful. And that's why we have her as a regular guest. Okay, where do you want to start on the new way knowledge is power?
Okay, so thank you for the attribution with Sir Francis Bacon that knowledge is power. In my world, in dealing with medical patients, I find that that actually is a debatable idea. Some people say, no, it doesn't really matter how much the patient knows. Their knowledge about their health condition or their knowledge about their body is really not that necessary or not really helpful to them. And I find some doctors and nurses and other health educators really not that interested in having the pamphlets or taking the time to discuss with the patient the why, for example, of why they need to take a medication. Let's just use that as an example. On the other side of the debate, you see many people just assume that absolutely, if you had knowledge about your illness or knowledge about your body or your health, naturally then you're going to be empowered to be healthier. You actually will follow through on medications, eat right, have the correct weight, fix up your relationships, do all the things that we think are so important, even go to the doctor regularly, get our flu shot or get kids vaccinated. I mean, just the knowledge itself, some people say, is absolutely going to motivate people to do what they need to do. So today I want to talk about the fact that the reality of the matter is that that's not necessarily true. Knowledge is power and is used as motivation for some people and not others. So health psychologists and others have been working very hard to try to find out why. Why not? Why is knowledge not a motivator for some people? So I just want to quickly cover one model, just a little bit of theory, then we're just going to get into more facts today. But this one theory is called the health belief model, and it's the idea that maybe the reason why patients don't follow through on what they know about their illness is because they just don't think it applies to them personally. Like, even if you knew that eating high fat diets caused high cholesterol, you just think, well, I'm probably not susceptible to that. That's not going to happen to me. So that's one reason. There's only three, so just hang on for two more. The second one is severity. The idea that they don't think it could be that bad. You know, like, oh, yeah, so eating salt, you know, is going to hurt my blood pressure, but really, how bad could it be? So I have a little high blood pressure. I take an Advil when I get the headache, forgetting that they could risk a stroke by having the high blood pressure. And the third one is actually more complicated, and I bet you have something to say about this one, Joyce. And that's the idea that the so-called benefit of the medication or the exercise or the whatever, you know, my doctor is asking me to do is nowhere near as important as the cost it is. In other words, the medication costs too much. It might not even be money we're talking about. We might say it's costing me too much because I'm not willing to live with that side effect. Every day I have breast cancer patients tell me they're not going to take certain medications because they don't like the side effect. Or maybe it costs too much because it's not convenient. It takes up more time than I have. Or I don't get to eat the foods I really like. Why wouldn't I want to do that? In other words, it's costing my quality of life. So with those three things, maybe before I get into the global aspect, what do you think, Joyce? Can you relate to how a lot of different patients, because you deal as a health coach with a lot of patients, that they won't feel that they're susceptible to illnesses?
Yes, all of the above absolutely is true. I've heard it all. I would say the one personally that relates to me is when I'm given meds, I'm always thinking I want a traditional, non-traditional, new age doctor who I don't need these damn meds that come with its own bundle of side effects and all of that. I really don't like medication, no matter how much they espouse how important it is to take it. The one it's not me, I get that one too, that they're just not relating to it because they're blocking it out. They don't want it to be them. And then the one is, I don't have it that bad, so I don't really need to exercise. I relate to that one. But the thing is, when you don't do what you're told, especially in exercise, you find that things only get worse and worse and worse. So you can't win unless, and this is a big unless, for some reason that the right things you're doing, the positivity things you do, will counteract what you're not doing. Thinking positive thoughts, getting great support, reading what you need to read, learning what you need to read. So you're right, it is controversial, and there's many sides to the coin.
Well, 2 points that you made that I especially like are, first I'll go with the last one, that really there's a lot of good things we are doing for ourselves. We got to count those in there. But the other one, too, about the medications and finding a more natural doctor or a natural way. I probably have mentioned before that before I ever even went into psychology and I was trained in nutrition as a dietitian, I had what's called a very classic training. And so it's a lot of biochemistry. It's very much the conventional way, you know, of what to do, even for heart disease and for cancer and for GI disorders. So when I actually got into practice and first had patients asking me about natural supplements like herbs, or I got the question about should someone take shark's cartilage. This is about 1987, and, you know, they don't teach you any of that, of course, at the university. And I thought, why would you even eat a shark's cartilage? Who would think of such a thing? I, on my own, had to start learning what naturopaths know. They go to school for learning about herbs and homeopathic medicine, and, you know, so now I'm very, very involved in knowing natural herbs and teas. And I just read about another one that someone actually showed me about with spearmint tea and some of the cognitive tests. We'll have to do another show on that. But there's so much you can do for yourself that's natural, and I wish we did have more doctors who knew how to blend both the conventional and the natural, at least, you know, give you information. Can I plug a website real quick on that?
Yes, sure.
Okay, thank you. It's called It's actually, this company actually is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and they are called Life Extension. I know you've heard of them, and I really like them because on their website they give very, very thorough backgrounds to anything that they're suggesting that would be a vitamin or a mineral or an herbal supplement, and there are MDs as well as PhDs on their board of directors. So you have very well-researched information. They are probably one of only two companies that I would ever recommend that even sell product, because I really don't like to see those two things mixed together. But this is one company where I feel like they don't have a secondary agenda to sell. They are very informative. So lifeextension.com. It's www.lef. You just put the letters lef.com.
L-I-F.
L-E as in Edward, L-E-F. Life Extension Foundation is what it stands for, L-E-F.
Oh, L-E-F.com, got it.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay.
Okay,
so
but
the plug is fine. All right, please continue.
Thank you. Speaking of medication noncompliance, I found some amazing data out there. For example, it's estimated that just with blood pressure alone, that right now in the U.S., and this is just the United States, per year, we have an estimated 89,000 premature deaths per year. And that's just by people either not taking their blood pressure medication or not taking it soon enough, not taking it in the right timing. You know, sometimes it's not even a matter of, I don't want to take this medication. It's either I don't understand, or I just get lazy about taking it exactly how it's prescribed. Sometimes the timing of a medication can be extremely important, especially if it interacts with other medications, or even just to be effective. Some people take the medication when it's too late. You know, so there's a really important timing for certain medications. If it says bedtime versus AM, that could actually mean something to how effective it is, depending on the medication, of course. So medication noncompliance has been something that's cost a lot of money and obviously, unfortunately, cost a lot of deaths in our world. So one of the solutions that companies have come up with, individuals have come up with, has to do with what I'm calling the global mobile health. Now, that's not my term, but I love it. So global means that everybody can use it. It's available to anybody. Mobile means you take it with you, so it might be on your phone or it's on your computer. You don't have to be at the doctor for this. And obviously health, so global mobile health. And, for example, there are a lot of apps. Now, apps are that's the short term for the word applications. And for those of you who aren't as computer savvy or don't walk around with a smartphone, an app is something that is on a smartphone, for example, that performs a certain function for you. like you have an app on the phone maybe to play music. That would be an app. So we have all kinds of apps that are made now to help people with their health. In fact, in 2017, in the U.S., the global mobile health industry basically was valued at $23 billion. So that's a lot of money, and that shows you there are tons of apps out there. In fact, right now, there are so many apps that it's kind of hard to sort through which ones are useful and which ones are not. So I grabbed a list from Forbes, who gives us the top 10 health apps of the year. You know, they do that just about every year. They give you the top 10 health technologies, things like that. But just to talk about where you would use an app, you would use it on your smartphone. You might use it on a tablet if somebody has a tablet. Now, of course, a lot of people are walking around with smartwatches. I have one on myself. I have the Fitbit on, the Fitbit Charge 2, it's called. And they also have things called wearable sensors. You know, there are actually these little sensors on medication packs now that will indicate and send information back to the doctor that you took your medication and what time you took it. So they're trying to get even outpatient chemotherapy, for example, into the patient's home, but they feel like they need some kind of sensor to make sure that the patient has taken the medication. So that's one way to keep up with it. There are three states in the United States that are even paying nurses to go out to the home and check off that the patient's taken their medication. That seems awfully expensive. So in order not to spend that kind of money, that's why we have these mobile apps and special watches and things like that. Do you have a smartphone?
Dr. Collins, yes, that I haven't used yet because I'm not smart enough to know how to use it. But, yes, the answer is I do have it. You said that Forbes listed the 10 best. Why don't you tell us of a few of them with the name of the app so we know specifically what you're talking about?
Okay, so the top 10 apps, according to Forbes. Now, these have to do with health in the way of either eating or exercising or dealing with your stress, maybe even blood sugar. So they like one called Meditation Studio. That's the actual name of the app. Another one is called Meal Pal. And
Dr. Collins, on each one, when you tell us the name, tell us specifically what that's for. Some names may be self-explanatory, but I know people, they won't just go unless you give them a reason to go to that app.
Okay.
So Meditation Studio, I assume, is about meditations. The title.
It is, but what's nice about Meditation Studio is that it actually guides you in a variety of meditations. So there are a lot of meditation apps out there. In fact, I'd like to add a couple of my own to that one. One would be, actually, Forbes also likes this one called called Headspace. So these meditation apps are all a little bit different, and it's good to try it out first and see which one you like.
So is Headspace in the top 10? Is that part of the list you're giving us?
It's also one of Forbes. Yes, it's also one of the top 10. So
Is that different? How is that different from Meditation Studio?
So Headspace is actually one individual guiding you in being in mindfulness. So what's interesting about Headspace is that the individual who's guiding you has an accent. It's a South African accent, and so that's important. The voice of the person who's guiding you is very important. So that's why I say you really want to get to that one. This is something that is free, by the way, and it also is one that a lot of people use just to block out the noise around them. Like if they're in an office setting where they can do that, or if they're outside where they can do that. Some pretty famous people use this. The Olympic athletes use Headspace. Richard Branson uses it. Gwyneth Paltrow uses it. You can do a meditation as short as 10 minutes, and you can do this program they have called Take 10, where you do 10 minutes for 10 days so that you can get used to being in a meditative state.
The 10 minutes for 10 days, is that part of the Headspace app?
Yes, that's so when you get on there, that's one of the programs they offer you.
Very good. So that's part of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
There's another one called Forks Over Knives. And the Forks Over Knives is also free. And by the way, it's available on Android as well, not just on the iPhone. And Forks Over Knives is very interesting because it gives you 200 different whole food plant-based recipes, all from different chefs that are well known. So these are for people who are looking to have a healthier diet, but a plant-based diet. And it will even create shopping lists for you and tells you how you can get photos of what you're eating and send them photos. It's a very interesting app. Another one related to food is called Side Chef. And Side Chef is very interesting because it's really just a library of recipes and pictures of food. But you can pick what you like, and it will talk to you and give you a timer as well to tell you how to start the process and do the cooking. It walks you through the cooking.
Is that Fine, F-I-N-E, Chef?
S as in Sam, I-D-E, Side Chef. So it's like a chef on your side, basically.
Oh, okay. Sometimes something, you speak very clear, but sometimes one thing sounds like, I had Fine Chef.
Okay, I'm glad you asked.
So it's Side Chef, S-I-D-E, Chef.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what does that do?
So it offers basically a library of recipes as well as pictures of food, and it will the person who's speaking walks you through cooking the food that you want to cook. So it's like having a chef with you.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Another interesting one is called Diet Bet. So it's the word diet and then B-E-T. So this one has a lot to do with weight loss because what you do is it's like being in a group. So you choose a group on the app that you'd like to join. You might be in a group with celebrities or fitness coaches or even your own friends. However you want to do it, you choose a group. And then you all track your progress with photos of yourselves and reviews of how you're doing. And you make a goal. Of course, you have to have a goal. And then at the end, you split the pot. Everybody contributes, so you're betting on how well you're all going to do. And everyone splits the pot at the end when you make the goal weight.
I was going to say, when I heard diet bet, I was going to say, I'll bet you that you're not going to stay on the diet.
I love these group ones. I actually have some people making just their own groups, like they're texting one another in groups with no money involved, but they are encouraging each other. It's not even about saying, hey, you didn't do your exercise today. It's more about every day they encourage each other and give each other a lot of cheerleading, you know, when they say on the text that they've done well. It's amazing how much motivation is there.
Somebody joins a group and doesn't place a bet, just wants to be in it, or is that not possible?
You have to place a bet, but it doesn't mean you have to follow the bet, but you won't get any of the money at the end. Only the people who reach the goal, of course, will be splitting the pot.
I got it.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's one where this one costs money, but you can get a personal trainer through the app. It's $10 a month. $75 a year, and it's called Aptive. It's kind of a strange word. It's A-A-P-T-I-V.
A-Apple-Apple-Tom?
No, A-A-Pickle-Tom-I-V.
Say Apple-Apple-Pickle?
Uh-huh. And then Tom.
Apple-Apple-Pickle-Tom.
And then I-V.
Yeah, that's a strange word. A-P-T-I-V-E, yeah.
It's like the word app, but also the word active, I guess. I'm not quite sure. It doesn't say here exactly what it stands for. But this is for people who maybe, they have a plan to exercise, but they just have a hard time committing to their plan, you know. Or once they get there, they just feel like they get to the gym and they're not really sure what to do. Even if someone showed them once or even twice, you know, they just feel lost. Like they really need a little extra help. So there are workout videos and websites that you can get for that. But this one, actually, you have a personal coach who's going with you. So by putting your earbuds in, you know, and playing the coach or the trainer from the app into your head, the trainer is motivating you to do exactly what you should be doing. Quite interesting,
that's
right?
That's such a weird name, AAPTIVE. How much is that one? You said that one has a price.
Yeah, that one was $9.99, basically $10 a month or $75 for the year.
Got it.
Now, some people don't like the gym. They would rather exercise outside, right? So here's another app, and this one's free. I love the free apps personally, but here's one that's free, and it's called Yonder, like you're going yonder, basically. So what you can do, people will write about and put information about adventures that they've done or excursions they've taken outside, and you can follow what they've done. Like they may tell you about a backpacking trail or a biking way to go or where to go skiing or swimming, and you can read about it. You can even read about why somebody liked that experience. It can decide if you want to go on it. So it's kind of inspiring people to get out in nature.
So the whole thing is nature, swimming, mountain climbing, stuff like that. Yonder, Y-A-N-D-E-R.
Y-O-N-D-E-R, yonder, like that. But you know what's interesting to me about this? So it's Y-O-N-D-E-R, yonder.
Oh, Y-O-N-D-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But what interests me so much about this reminds me of a conversation I had at dinner last night with some friends. This is promoted as a social platform. So what that means is it's promoting it because it's social. You're meeting people. Well, you're meeting virtual people, right? You're actually just sharing on the app where you went and what you liked about your excursion, and maybe you've taken pictures. But in our world today, that is a very prominent way that a lot of people have their social life.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, they're not actually going to have time or even want to go out and meet up with somebody for a biking trail or something like that, but they have instead on their app. I think that's so interesting that that's considered to be very social.
I want to go back to the exercise one for a moment. You said people like to exercise at home. They don't like going to a gym. There are people like going to a gym. They don't like exercising at home. I need the app that if you don't like exercising in a gym or at home, do you have an app for me?
Or outside either? You don't want to go outside and exercise either?
I don't like exercise. I think I'm going to do that. But go ahead.
Well, that's a great idea to swim, but I have another one for you anyway, okay? This is called the Scientific 7-Minute to Workout. Doesn't that sound perfect for you? It only takes 7 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, so now, it's all based on this kind of exercise called high-intensity interval training. That sounds really scary. It just means you do what you're doing very fast and in short intervals.
No, that sounds like the pro that can do high intensity in 7 minutes.
But it doesn't
have to be. I need low intensity in 7 minutes.
Well, this is why I'm suggesting this to you. It does sound scary. It sounds like you have to be doing sprints, you know, or something like that. But that's not true at all. In fact, I know some local trainers who are using it now, and you're actually doing your level of exercise, which could be barely lifting your arms. It doesn't matter what it is. You're moving, but you're doing it in short spurts. And the short spurts get your metabolic rate going. And pretty soon, your short spurts allow you to do a little more and a little more and a little more. I know for a fact one patient I had who saw a trainer using this, she started out where she couldn't get up off the floor. Her worry was that when she gets on the floor to play with her new grandchild, she can't get up. She doesn't have the body strength to lift herself. And after about a year, I saw this patient again, and she was actually boxing.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
That's
so
awesome.
Now she's not a professional boxer, but she's actually, before she wouldn't have been able to hold the gloves up on her hands. She was so weak, but she was actually boxing. Well, let me tell you about this app in case you don't want a trainer. This is free. This free app is called Keelo, K-E-E-L-O. Another weird term.
K-E-E-L-O, and that's a free app for what?
For the 7 minutes, and you could do 20 minutes if you want to, but you can do a 7-minute exercise workout. And what it does is you're allowed to devise your own workout plan based on your own goals, and you spell out for every stage what you want to do. If a person has already Apple Health, these are people who have special Apple iPhones, you know, or Apple Watches. There's a thing called Apple Health. If they have that, it'll track it, but you don't have to have that to do this.
Okay.
And here's one I want to talk about, too, that goes back to food. You know, a lot of people are worried about what's in the food. It's not even a matter of, well, I know what to eat, but what are they putting in the food? I don't know that the ingredients are healthy. So even like shampoo and things like that, people are getting very worried about some of the hidden chemicals that we're exposed to. So this free app is called Healthy Living. There's a nice, easy term. I like when they use something easy like that, Healthy Living. So what happens with this is that you're able to look in there and you'll find explanations as well as the ingredients in more than 120,000 food and personal care products. And you could either put your product name in or you could just scan the barcode that's on it. So it's nice because, yeah, they'll even recommend what you should buy. You know, let's say I put something in there. Let's just say, like, I don't eat them, but what if I put Cheetos on there, right? And it comes up and it says, oh, my, you're eating this dye that's not good for you, and there's this preservative that we know is unhealthy, et cetera, and there's trans fats in there. Then it will make a suggestion that I eat, you know, what I could eat in place of that. I like that one a lot.
Okay. I want to recommend a website that I literally do use and get all my organic products from them. The website is healthyandorganic.net. And this is like my favorite health website because it has all the products you buy anyway, the shampoo, your soaps, your antibacterial soap. It has everything, laundry detergent, all of that, but they're non-toxic, no chemicals. Healthyandorganic.net, I swear by this company, and I've been using their products for years now, and I'm happy to give you folks more information if you send an email to Coach Joyce at AOL.com and put in the subject line organic. I will, and then in the body of your text, your name, phone number, best time to reach you, I'll tell you about the company. I'll recommend my favorite products, and a lot of what I get from them are essential oils. I love essential oils, and they truly have the gamut of that. So that would be the one health company I recommend because it's what you're buying anyway, healthyandorganic.net. And as I said, if you send me an email, I'll be happy to call you and talk to you about it. Okay. So, Cindy, is that it on the apps?
Well, sort of. I have some others that I'd like to talk about that are, they're not all apps, but they're gadgets. Because now that we're getting into this global mobile idea, we've got 1,001 gadgets coming out that are supposed to help us stay healthy. And most of them have to do with a disease already. For example, one that I really want to make sure I talk about, so that, because I'm sure we've got individuals who have diabetes or pre-diabetes. There's so much, it's an epidemic rise now, is an app that's called I want to make sure I get this right. Just one second. I'm going to get the spell. Yeah, My Sugar, but it's spelled like this. It's just M and then S-U-G-R. So My Sugar, but it's M-S-U-G-R. It's an app.
M-S-U-G-R.
Mm-hmm. And the S is uppercase.
S-U-G, I wish they'd get easy now. It could have been My Sugar, which you get right away.
Yeah.
But they go to M-S-U-G-R. That's an app. Okay.
Right.
And what does that do?
So what happens here is you can log in your 24-hour, you can log in your 24-hour blood sugar. It's a glucometer plus an app that goes with it. You know, glucometer is where you do a little stick on your finger to see what your blood sugar is. So this app then reads that, and it tells you what your blood sugar is right then, what your 24-hour average on your blood sugar has been, and it even tells you how much insulin you've used, which is very important for someone who's insulin-dependent diabetic, and it also will track your activity. So, see, those are the things that make it, those are the major things that make it hard for someone with diabetes to have a stable blood sugar. Those things right there. Every day checking your blood sugar, knowing how much insulin you use. In other words, do I need more insulin or not? You know, it's something that patients have to pretty much figure out on their own, but this app will do it for you. So I think that's pretty interesting.
Very interesting. And I'll tell you something else that's very interesting is all the extraordinary information you can get just by tuning into our show every weekday at 11 a.m. live. And here in the very wise words of our other health guru who has a regular show called Here's to Your Health Thursdays, in the words and in the voice of Beverly Nadler.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you log into our website, Joyce Barry and spelled out, andfriends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left, it says follow. And simply by clicking on follow, you will know about every show, every guest, every topic, so you need not miss any of them. If you go to the search bar on top of the homepage on the right and you type in Dr. Cynthia Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, all her prior shows will pop up, and all you need to do is click on the topic that interests you. Great show. Do become a follower, and at the same time, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well. We really love our followers and loyal listeners. Okay, back to you, Dr. Collins. So we're talking about the global mobile health. I assume you're talking about all the social media where you get information. Is it more than that?
Right. So social media and the information there, it's amazing what's right at our fingertips these days. I mean, you can just Google it, or you can get on Facebook or Instagram and see what someone's recommending. The problem is, what I hear most from people is, who do we trust, or who's the good source, or, you know, which one of these is better? I mean, it's really, now that there's so much information, at first everyone was worried we were going to have something called information overload. I remember in the 90s, that was the biggest worry. Now, it's not just information overload, it's which one, you know, to go with, because we see so much conflicting. But what I find really cool, in addition to the social media, is all these new kind of electronic or engineered gadgets out there, too, that are supposed to make our life easier. Now, when I say something like that in my groups, everyone laughs because they feel like the computer hasn't even made their life easier. It's made it more difficult, you know, because with every one of these comes a little bit of skill or, you know, you need some help and it's hard to get technical support, et cetera. But listen to this one, for example. This one is called, again, these names are terrible, but it's called Omron Connect. It's another app, but this is a device that actually measures your blood pressure for you and wirelessly. So in other words, you can measure your blood pressure. It's monitored wirelessly, and this way you can record your blood pressure. You can share the data either with your family or with your doctor through the wireless app. You know, a lot of doctors like this. They like to get the data about you coming into their office. But this is picked up wirelessly, and then you send it over the phone or send it over, the computer. So that's pretty amazing. It's an amazing health gadget that's out there for people who have high blood pressure. Why would that be important? Why can't you just take your blood pressure or know it or take your medication? Well, this is for people who have very sensitive blood pressure and want to take it in their living setting. See, when you go to the doctor, as you know, you can get the white coat syndrome, right? Your pressure can be one thing there. It can be something entirely different when you're at home or at work. So this is a way of measuring your pressure over time. I think that's a really good one.
Did I just hear you say the white coat syndrome? When I hear that, I think of a mental ward.
No, white coat syndrome is something we've coined for when someone goes to the doctor's office and the nurse or whoever, you know, or the doctor, they used to wear white coats, right, takes your blood pressure and it's high at the doctor's office. But that's because you're nervous. You know, you're in a formal setting and they're checking your body out, and some people aren't comfortable with that. So you can get a false elevated blood pressure in the doctor's office, and we've coined the term white coat syndrome for that.
Well, as I said, I've only heard that about a mental ward. Dr. Collins is giving extraordinary information on apps and gadgets. And for those of you that are listening and taking all kinds of notes, what I ask you as a life coach, when are you going to actually get to any of these things? You're listening to it. You're learning from it. When are you going to get to it? And the one thing I don't want to hear you say that I hear far too often is I'll get to it someday. So I wrote this just for you who actually believe there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? And special kudos to our friend Ted Siuba, the noted author who puts all my poetry, such wonderful music. So on the global mobile health, which is what you were talking about, Dr. Collins, is there anything else with that? Because I also want to hear about your comment on non-adherence to medications. I want to hear what you have to say about that as well.
Okay, so two more. Let me make the gadgets and apps a little shorter. There are two more that I want to touch on. Then we'll go to non-adherence. One is so simple. It's called the Scott Soup Maker. So it's like a little gadget where it blends all the different things you're putting in for your soup all in one place, you know, so you don't have to do a lot of extra cooking or anything like that. I would suggest just looking that one up if you're wondering what it's about. But it does the cooking itself. So a thing called the Scott Soup Maker. Forbes loved that one for some reason. I'm going to look into that one myself also. It's one way to get the five a day. You know you're supposed to have five fruits and vegetables a day. So it's one way you can actually get that. And the other one is more complicated but very fascinating to me. You know, we have so much more research looking into sleep and how important it is to get our stages of sleep and the health consequences of not getting correct sleep, even the cognitive effects. We've talked about that in other shows. So this gadget, is you can get it from Amazon, and it's called the RESMEDS+. So it's it's just the S plus is the term. You could even look it up on Amazon by the letter S plus. So S plus, it's almost like just an alarm clock beside your bed, okay? It doesn't have to touch you. There's no wires, no nothing. But it is able to calibrate your breathing, and it uses these respiratory and biomotion sensors to analyze the stages of sleep that you're in, just by the expansion and the relaxation of your chest and any other body movements. And apparently it's fairly accurate, which to me is very amazing. So you would want to make sure that you're getting into stage four sleep. And, of course, it comes with instructions and information on what you're looking for to know if you're getting enough sleep. I think it's really important to have something like that. I think everyone really should start looking at their hours of sleep, but not only that, as we've spoken about before, their quality of sleep, okay? And the fact that you want to make sure you wake up out of light sleep. You don't want to wake up out of your deep sleep. You'll be so groggy. So medication adherence, that's a big problem, you know, and to the point now where there are lots of articles being written about not only prescribing medication that is, it's understandable how to take it, but talking with the patient about what the barriers are, what would get in the way of them taking the medication, which requires looking at their lifestyle. Sometimes it's just a matter of lifestyle. It doesn't fit into when I eat or when I exercise or when I'm in bed, you know, as far as how the medication is prescribed. And also the why of taking it. I think that it's going to take more time, but doctors need to open that door and speak with their patient about how do you feel about this medication. They need to partner with them on taking it and talk openly and realistically about the side effects as well. There are many people, for example, osteoporosis is a good example now. The side effects of the medications are listed on TV even, and people are so concerned about getting the actual side effects. So,
absolutely. That's why I'm not pro meds, but I would never tell anyone to get off them. I would just say, what are your options? What are your alternative solutions?
Right. Another thing, you know how they're listed by percentage. And so sometimes we'll say, oh, it's such a small percentage, you don't worry about it. But somebody is going to have that side effect, right? So I had a group of about 20 women last week. And there's one particular medication that many of them are supposed to take once they are finished with breast cancer. It's a medication to keep their estrogen levels low. So one individual is about to start on it and doesn't want to because of the side effects she's hearing about. So I went around the room, and out of the 7 women from 20 who were taking the medication, 2 had side effects enough that they were very uncomfortable. 2 others had side effects where they're taking a medication to fix a side effect, like an Advil, so they feel fine. And then the other 3 that were left had no side effect at all. So it really shows you that sometimes you have to start the medication yourself to see if you're going to experience the side effect.
Yeah, very true on that. Everyone is different. Everyone's body is different. So that's a very good point you just made. With that mixed group, they had the mixed results. So do you tell people to check out other possibilities if they don't want to do the meds? Or do you tell them go back to your doctor and tell him?
Well, for medical liability and, you know, to be safe, I suggest that the patient goes back to the doctor first to make sure there are no alternatives. At the same time, I also will offer certain herbal or other remedies that I know are safe and that I know that that particular doctor is good about as well. You know, so I'll offer both. For example, someone who's on a diuretic, you know, they're obviously, that causes you to urinate more, and that's how you get some of the water that your water that's been storing on your body and your tissues. You can get some water weight off. But I would have a patient, if they have a kidney or a cardiac issue, talk to their doctor about the diuretic. At the same time, let them know that there are certain foods that act as natural diuretics, like beets and parsley, and there are some teas you can take that are diuretic, that they're not harmful at all. You know, and make sure that you talk to the doctor and pharmacist about it. But you can, it's good to know that if you only need a mild diuretic, you might be able to do what you need to do with those herbs. And also stop eating so much sodium. That could affect you as far as holding water weight. So I think it needs to be a blend, and I wish more people would do that.
What do you have to say to people with noncompliance and healthy behaviors? And we all know people that buck the doctor's orders, and we were talking about that as it relates to medication, but it could relate to exercise, they're not doing it. It could relate to any of a number of things. What do you say to them?
Well, first, I explore. So the first two things that I explore are why. Some people really don't buy into the idea that it's that important. They really don't. I mean, they get it intellectually. They hear what you're saying. They can repeat back, oh, yes, it's so important for me. But especially if it's we're saying, you know, in 20 years, you'll be so happy you did this exercise. It's so far off. They just can't buy into it, or not realistic to them. That's one thing I look for, to see if we're on the same train of thought that it's even important. And I want a person to be honest. I want them to feel free to say, I really don't buy into that. I just don't think I need to exercise. I mean, we need to discuss that. Secondly, there could be other barriers. Maybe they do buy into it, but they just hate it. They don't enjoy it. There's nothing about it that they would want to do. They don't feel better afterwards. There's nothing about it. Then it takes a little extra exploration on what will you enjoy. Because I don't want to do exercise I don't enjoy either. I don't do things that are painful. I don't do things that make me feel awkward. You know, I'm going to do exercise. I'm going to find something I enjoy. So I think it's taking the extra time to making sure you're bought into it, because maybe you're not. And secondly, find anything you enjoy. You have to enjoy it.
So as we start winding down here, the health reasons people use apps, you hit on diabetes, blood pressure. Are there any other health reasons people would go to an app?
Yes, there for other conditions, heart disease, because there's a way to check your heart rate. Even your cholesterol. There's even an app here for getting pregnant. In other words, before we go further on that, what it really means is just knowing when you're fertile, you know, like knowing your time when you're most likely to get pregnant. There are so many gadgets and apps out there. There's another one in case you have injuries to remind you of what your injuries were so you don't do the same thing again. It's like anything you can think of, there's something here. And it's just for eating healthy as well, like apps that will tell you what foods are better, which foods to shop for. There are apps that are just plan your entire diet and menu for you. But my favorite apps, of course, are the meditation apps. I really think that's the missing piece of the puzzle, that we think that other things take away our stress. We'll just watch a movie or we'll talk to a friend. That's all important, but that's not truly getting into meditation, which, as you know, achieves an entirely different thing for you physiologically. So those are my favorite apps.
And the listener that asked, how can this help me? What do you say to them?
I say, again, knowledge is power. It can help you because you will know for your own body and your own situation in life what is going to be best for you. It'll help you in making it easier, more convenient, or more understandable even.
So, folks, if you are following along and you get all of this and you looked in every calendar you have in your house and you can't find one with the word someday in it, then I ask you to ask yourself, if not now, when? Very important question. I ask that of all my clients when we talk about goals. If not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration. Achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? So, Dr. Collins, yet another fabulous show with extraordinary information. Do you have a website people can check you out?
Yes, I do. My website is www.creationbalance, just run the two words together as one, creationbalance.com.
Oh, it's kind of like your email, creationbalance@yahoo.com. So the website is creationbalance.com. And if people want to make an appointment with you, may I give out that number?
Yes, it's 561-376-0084.
And, folks, that is a Florida number. Her practice is in Florida. So I do want to thank you for yet another great show. What message do you want to leave our audience with?
Well, I first want to say before the message that I also lately have been getting a large number of patients out of state who want to Skype. So I am available for Skype as well, even though I'm in Florida. And it works just as well. You still see each other when you're Skyping. It's just like FaceTime. But the message I'd like to give is that we have so much knowledge at our fingertips. And to be empowered by this knowledge, we simply have to find a way to put it to use. And I love helping people do that. I think that's one of the things that, you know, I one time was called an information broker. And the idea is that knowledge is great, but only when you use it. So if you need some help putting some knowledge to use, please give me a call.
And that number again, Dr. Collins?
561-376-0084.
Folks, thank you so much for listening today. Dr. Collins, thank you so much for being our special guest. Again, you are a regular. We love each and every show that you give. And, folks, what I want to leave you with is my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. So that's my personal prayer for all of you. Folks, go out and make someone happy today. And we want to make you happy every day. We suggest you do a random act of kindness. Pay it forward. Do whatever you can do to make someone's life just a little bit easier. But most importantly, we want you to be happy, be healthy. So do sing along with us, dance along with us, laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
And you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.